Okay, so we left off with trying to figure out still what in the world is the case of being chayav dal behavishar niskal. It's so problematic because it's the regular case of being chayav isn't going to make the mark because you have a problem of the mark, whatever that means. So finally, the Gemara gave a hakhal b'askil in Kimta that we're talking about a situation where it was really b'beis hashomer and it's harish kol fanechad tafak of mamam and all chagadja. We have to figure out what exactly is the case. But in the middle of this discussion, the Gemara just made an observation that in order for this case to fly, a few different pieces of information have to be true. Rabbi Yaakov has to be true from previous sugyas, and Rabbi Shimon has to be true from tafak of mamam. So we spent a lot of time in the Rabbi Yaakov part, and now we're spending a lot of time in the Rabbi Shimon part. And we came to the realization that we know a little bit about Dover Gram the Mama. You know, we know what touches, a little bit, little piece of information about Dover Gram the Mama, what it is, what it's not. We saw the Vyacheskas, Rav Chai, there are different possibilities as to what the parameters of Dover Gram the Mama are. But one thing was pretty clear from the Gemara had to commit Rabbi Meir to Rabbi Shimon's view. And the Gemara found that, you know, a little bit surprising. I mean, not terribly surprising, but, you know, it's enough to make a note of that Rabbi Meir saw like Rabbi Shimon. It's like we discovered something. We didn't know this before. Before we learned Ksuba Stav Lama Dalet, we really had no idea what Rabbi Meir holds about the question of Dover Gram the Mama. We don't have any indication, any statement of Rabbi Meir about the topic. But because we have this braisa where Rabbi Meir is Mechayev Dal Bei, and we're forced to say the Yokimta is a Dover Gram the Mama issue, so we put two and two together, Rabbi Meir saw like Rabbi Shimon. So comes Tosfos on the spot and says, really, it sounds from the Gemara that we just discovered America, that Rabbi Meir saw like Rabbi Shimon. Otherwise, we had no reason to believe that Rabbi Meir necessarily bought into Rabbi Shimon's shita. So comes Tosfos and says, what are you talking about? I'll prove to you that Rabbi Meir accepts Rabbi Shimon. I know Rabbi Meir buys into Rabbi Shimon. I knew this long before Ksubas HaFlav HaDalet, that Rabbi Meir saw like Rabbi Shimon. This is nothing new. Rabbi Meir never said a word about Dover Gram the Mama. There's never a statement anywhere in Shas that Rabbi Meir committing himself to Dover Gram the Mama, except for Esrog. Yeah. So it comes to us and says, that's true. But there is a famous sheet as Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir does commit himself to another principle in Halacha. And now Taisa says, once I know that Rabbi Meir commits himself to principle X, then I could figure out on my own that he must commit himself to principle Y, principle Y being Dover Gram the Mama. So we have to start a little algebra here. What is X? Right? What is this principle that this phantom sheet, some kind of a sheet, some kind of a statement of Rabbi Meir that we know he subscribes to? And once we know he subscribes to X, then we know for sure that he subscribes to Y. That's a given. That's plush. What is X? And how do we know to jump from X to Y? So X is the famous sheet of Rabbi Meir that appears in the Sechus Bavakama, in the ninth parak, just about where Rav comes up to these days. The sugya of what? Of what? Dina de what? Dina de Garmi. Dina de Garmi is a very, very tricky sugya. Dina de Garmi, we'll just give an example of Dina de Garmi and then you try to define it. Don't feel bad if you can't define it because all the other Shemit problems define it also. But I'll give you an example of Dina de Garmi. A soref shtareis of shulchaneh. I want to cause you a big damage. So I don't take a hammer and break something. I don't take a baseball bat and break your window. What I do is, I see you have a shtar. You have a shtar that says that Reuben owes you $1,000. I go and I take that shtar and I burn it. Am I on the mamazik? Am I not on the mamazik? What do you think about that? So the Gemara says it's tricky. On the one hand, I did something, I did an action to you. On the other hand, the paper that I physically burnt was worth about 3 cents, maybe less. On the other hand, the absence of that paper is not going to cost you what? $1,000. You don't have a shtar anymore. So you're never going to be able to collect the debt. So I caused you an unbelievable amount of damage, albeit without a physical damage of any significance, more than 3 pennies. That's what's called din de garmi. So what's the din? Should you be doin din de garmi or not be doin din de garmi? So it happens to be a machlekes atanoim, and it happens to be Rabbi Meir was the documented Tana that is doin din de garmi. So we know for a fact that Rabbi Meir subscribes to Dina de Garmi. So we have discovered what X is. X equals Dina de Garmi. So now, comes Tyson and says, once we know that Rabbi Meir subscribes to Dina de Garmi, we know for a fact that he must also subscribe to Dovra Gorim Lamamon, right? That's the same Shorish at the Garmi, Garim Lamamon. Are they the same? Are they different? One's better than the other? No. So Tyson continues the story. The Tosfos shows you, for the Gemara in Maseches Bava Kama, that there is some kind of a connection between Dover Gram the Mamon and Dina de Garmi. Remember, what was the classic Dover Gram the Mamon? What was the classic Dover Gram the Mamon? What was the original Dover Gram the Mamon? Right, the Hekdesh story, right? Okay, when the Goynev Hekdesh Shechaya Be'achrayas, that was the original statement of Rabbi Shimon in the 7th Perek of Bava Kamma. Dina de Garmi is Soref Shtarosov Shochaveiro. There is a certain similarity between the two statements, because after all, they're both kind of an indirect damage. But burning your star, that's preventing you from collecting your debt. By stealing your hektish animal, that's forcing you to have to fulfill your nether. So there is a common denominator between the two. Of course, the common denominator being, it's not a mice in a dime. Literally, it's a day, some kind of a gorim or garni. So there is some kind of a connection between the two. But now Tosus raises the following question. Which one is more chayav? If you have to rank these two, which one should be a higher level of chayav? Which is more chayav? In the realm of chayav, which is stronger? Dina de Garmi or Dav HaGorim L'Mamon? So the emphasis is, we really don't even know which is which. I mean, if I wake up in the middle of the night and ask you, is Soref Shtarosh HaChaveiro Dina de Garmi or is it Dav HaGorim L'Mamon? There's Gonev Hektesh Chaveiro called Dina de Garmi, you wouldn't even know which one is which. I wouldn't know which one is which. They're both similar. They're both so similar, Tosis is discussing which is better. Maybe they're equal to one another. So the answer is no. Tosis says, if you look carefully in the Gemara, you'll notice there's a big difference between the two. What's the underlying difference between these two cases? I'm causing. It's not direct. There's still a big difference. What's the big difference between an ox and a shtar? Who's going to tell me? There's an ox and a star. Ox is really big, star is little. Someone tell me something a little bit more smaller than that. What? An ox is what? What's the phrase the Gemara uses? Tyson's quotes. Ikarimam. An ox is valuable. When the ox is born, it's valuable. An ox sells on the market. It happens to be this particular ox, in this particular circumstances, happens to belong to Hekdesh, so it's not technically called Mammon Re'eu, and now it's trying to be mafalt, though, whether they dover grab the Mammon, it's reconsidered to be Mammon Re'eu. But fundamentally, you look at an ox is something that has a value to it. You're right, under these very unique, attenuating circumstances, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But an ox, you can't look at an ox in the face. You probably wouldn't want to look at an ox in the face. But look at Akhtar and say, you're worthless. You're nothing. You're a zero. That's not true. A star? It's a piece of paper. It's worth 2 cents. That's it. You can't get anything in the marketplace for a piece of paper. Oh, but this paper happens to say a lot of it. Reuven owes $1,000 to Shimon, so I'm going to wait it. So it's going to potentially down the line be worth something, but it's not really worth anything. So Tosfos quotes the Gemara at the end of Masechet Bava Kamma that picks up on this nuance of difference, and Tosfos says, "Well, Dina de Garni is talking about something which is Ein Ikara Mamon, and Dover Gemara Mamon is talking about something which is Yesh Ikara Mamon. So which one is more chayiv? If you have to decide which is more chayiv, would you say the arrow would Mr. Weinbach point in the direction of Dover Gemara Mamon, or would he point in the direction of Dina de Garni?" Which way does my little sideways carrot go, Rabbi Say? Which way? Which is more chayev? Which is more? Isn't this more? Doesn't that mean more? Does that mean less? Am I right? No? Am I just it? Am I right? Okay. This is more chayev. This is Ikara Mamon. This is real dollars and cents. This is Bupkis did it again. Serves to Rosh is nothing. So now comes Tyson and quotes the Gemara Bava Kamma. Imadach Rabbi Meir holds Yechayev to pay for Dina Degami, which is any Karei Mammon. Kal Dachayim and Memenoshe Kal Dachayim and Rabbi Meir is going to subscribe to Dover Gram the Mammon, which is Yeshbi Karei Mammon. And therefore, Tyson is not questioning the facts of the Gemara. Where the Gemara says Rabbi Meir Sublak Rabbi Shimon, Tyson is not questioning those facts. Tyson is questioning the discovery process. Tosfos is saying, all of a sudden, Ksubas Tamadal, we came to this grandiose realization that Rabbi Meir holds it from a Shimon. Shkoyach, I knew that already from Bava Kamma, Daf Tzadiches. I figured this out all on my own. Because once Rabbi Meir buys into Dina de Garmi, of course, Kal Vachomer buys into Davar Garam the Mammon. So I know that Rabbi Meir holds it from a Shimon. I need a Gemara, I need Ksubas Tamadal to tell him to me. That's Tosfos' cash. So how do you deal with that cash? So comes Tosfos and says, The way to deal with this kasha is very simple. We're not denying the facts that Rabbi Meir subscribes to the Din of the Gemara. That's a fair shigur. Can't argue with that. And we're not denying the facts that Dovah Gol Mamon has certain characteristics which make it more chayav than Din of the Gemara. But guess what, says Taisus? Din of the Gemara has something over Dovah Gol Mamon also. The cases of Sorev Shtaraisav and Gon of Hektish, it's not so posher that this is more chayav than that. They're tzadadim l'kan l'kan. I'm looking, where did tzadadim? Where did tzadadim? Give me a tzad. Those are suggesting that maybe the correct arrow, this is like a field day for Weinbach. This is those who know what Weinbach is, forget it. After Shia, bad look at what Weinbach is. Rabbi Sai, Taisa says, were you around those days? You weren't even around. Who was around? Have you remember Weinbach? We had this guy in the Shia, Weinbach. So I don't know why. Why did it even happen? It was before you came even. You already heard the joke, so he was still in the Shia then. There was something about, I don't know what happened. One time I was drawing arrows on the board, and I was getting all to Floygen with the arrows, and Weinbach like got up, and he was like helping me. I think he came to the board even. I think, I don't remember. And he like became like the arrow man. He became the carrot. So I don't know why. I have no idea how that happened. But from then on, he became our man. Okay. So say hello to him. You listening to Shia? Okay. Rabbi Sai comes to us and says, it's 100% true that Dovah Gol Mamon has a characteristic of Chiyav more than the Din of the Gemara has. Yesh Bikur Mamon. But says Taisus, one characteristic is not the whole world. Yesh Dovah Kan L'Kan. Shivim Parim L'Tayr. Din of the Gemara has something that Dovah Gol Mamon doesn't have. What is that? What does Din of the Gemara have that Dovah Gol Mamon doesn't have? There's two cases, Sorosh Dorosh Chaveir, right? Versus Gon of Hektish. What could possibly Sorosh Dorosh Chaveir have above him Yohar Gon of Hektish?
It's
hishta, but it's not worth anything.
It's more
brand. Okay, so it's another. Taz doesn't pick up on that. I can hear that characteristic. Taz doesn't pick up. What does Taz pick up on? It comes Taz and says, in Dovah Gol Mamon, this hektish doesn't belong to anybody. It has no shaykhas to anybody. Nobody cares about this animal of hektish. It's not going to cost anybody under the sun a penny whether this animal gets stolen, gets shechted, gets sold. It's l'malach l'mer to anybody under the sun. Nobody can have any invested interest in this. There's only one person alone who could care less about this animal. Who is that? The maktish. Because it's only the maktish who is makabel achrayus of this animal, and he's the one who has to pay in the absence of this animal. Unlike Sorev Shtar also Shul Chaveiro, it's not only worth something to Chaveiro, this Shtar could potentially be worth a lot of money to a lot of other people. You know who? If somebody decided to what? To buy this Shtar. I can sell a Shtar to you. I own a Shtar that says Reuben owes me $1,000. I'll sell it off to you. Now again, if you're smart, you're probably not going to pay $1,000 for it because it's not worth the gamble. You may pay $800 for it. You have to go be matriach and go collect it. Hope the guy's going to show up to pay the money. So it's worth something. I can do Mechir Shtaris. Never heard Mechir Shtaris. Sugyas and Shas, Mechir Shtaris. He says, Taisus, a Shtar Shachaveira has some value to it. There's something, there's mashu to it, not just to the person himself who's holding the Shtar right now. It has potential value la'achayim as well. That makes it a little bit more significant than Chayshim Mishpat. Unlike Gainev Hadesh Shachaveira, which is only a very personal vested interest, that maybe is not considered to be a Din moment. So Taisus says, guess what? There's Tzadim L'Kan L'Kan. Therefore, it may very well be true that Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Shimon. Maybe we could have figured it out on our own, but maybe not. Because maybe the characteristic of being Shava L'Chol HaOlam to others is more important than the characteristics of Ikar of Mammon. We're not quite sure. And therefore, the Gemara wasn't willing to make the Kav HaChayim and say, oh, by the way, just because that Rabbi Meir for sure holds like Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara had been mechadashim. The Gemara needed work on it. We didn't know until we learned super stuff, blah, blah, blah. It could have been not necessarily true. It is true. It's not true. It is true. So he says, it doesn't really matter. It's not necessarily true. So Tosfos breathes a sigh of relief. It's a gevaldike teretz in Tosfos. There's something missing in Tosfos. There's something lacking in this teretz in Tosfos. What's lacking in this teretz in Tosfos? It's a textual problem. The Gemara in Bava Kamma lines up the two. Tosfos didn't make up the Ma'ale of Yesh Bikur Mamon. The Gemara said the Ma'ale of Yesh Bikur Mamon. And the Gemara never said what Ma'ale? The Gemara never said the other Ma'ale, that it's Shavu L'Chol HaOlam. Tosfos made it up. Mamash out of nowhere. So Tosfos is a little bit textually difficult because the Gemara itself seems to create the hierarchy of Tavagra of the moment as being more moment oriented than Dina de Garmi. So for Tosfos to turn around and say, yeah, and the Gemara could have said the other way also, the idea Shlomo the other way. The Gemara for its purposes only was focusing on one direction, but in Ochanami the other direction is just as true. And you hear the Svar from Tosfos. The Svar is compelling. The all Svar is a Kalakan. To say that the Gemara didn't say it, the Gemara could have said it, should have said it, would have said it, but didn't say it. So Tosfos has fallen a little bit short in terms of texture. So whenever we see a Taurus like this in the Tosfos, we know there are other Rishonim, other things to say. No, what other possibilities? What other Rishonim? How do they tackle the same problem? Again, it's a textual problem in our Gemara. We're not questioning, no Rishon is questioning the Rebbe Meir holds the Rebbe Shimon. That's true. We know it's true. The Gemara said it's true. We believe the Gemara, but we wouldn't claim it's true. What we're concerned with is why the Gemara had to make a fuss about it. Wasn't it obvious? Wasn't it just a natural outgrowth of being chayef for Dina de Gami? Dover Gal Mamon is going to be a kavah chayma with Dina de Gami.
My son, I'm getting a lot. I'm not sure what other people would have.
Right. Yeah, these are all difficult svaras. All these svaras. Yikar Mamon is also, all these svaras are. Yeah. So come a group of Rishayim and take a little bit of a different, down a little bit of a different road. Come a group of Rishayim, and Taisus begins this also a little bit, and Taisus in other places, and other Rishayim pick up on this and say, you know, if you look carefully at the sugyas of Dover Gaon LeMamon and the sugyas of Dina de Garmi, Dover Gaon LeMamon is going to be much more helpful for our discussion, and I'll tell you why. We are trying really hard. We have been trying, I mean, we got to get effort in this one. We've been trying so hard for the last 3 weeks. To try to find a crazy case, we've been bending over backwards of kippas and kippas and sugyas and sugyas, to try to find a case to be chayav dal v'hei on a shohen niskal. That's the goal, right? That is the ultimate goal over here. So we are in very much in the parasha of dal v'hei, the parasha of kefel. You know, these kinds of related halachas. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for some guidance within the parashas of dal v'hei, kefel, k'nas, sus, v'kadev, etc. If you had to choose. Which sugya speaks to you? Does the sugya of Dina de Garmi speak to you? Or does the sugya of Dover Gaon LeMamon speak to you? Again, we're not talking about either case. We're talking about Teveach Shohan Nisko. Right? A crazy case, Ganav Mehashomer, whole story about the Ganav Mehashomer, etc. This is the case that we're focusing on. Teveach Shohan Nisko with the Ganav Mehashomer. And we want to know, is this closer to the model of Sarish Derosa Shechavero, or is this closer to the model of Godev Hektesh Shechavero? Which one would you say? Do you think it's closer to Godev Hektesh, or is it closer to Dina de Garmi? Well, in the case of Dina de Garmi, the person who's destroying the shtar, who's burning some of the shtar, is it Dal de Hay to speak of? Obviously not. Is there even Kefel to speak of? Kefel. No Kefel, there's no Ghana, there's no nothing, it's not a Knas. Whereas Rabbi Shimon's statement of Dovrgar of the Mammon, of Nadarim, of Hektish, what is the Mishnah? Where's that Mishnah? Where's Rabbi Shimon appear? What Perek and Shas? What? Perek Merubah. What's the topic of the Mishnah Merubah? It's talking about Kefel, it's talking about Dalv, hey, it's talking about the Knas of Geneva. I would even so. Go far as to say that what parak is Dina de Garmi in? What parak in Bevakam is Dina de Garmi in? Which parak? The ninth parak. How does the ninth parak start? What's the name of the ninth parak? Hagoyzel Eitzim. Gezela, by definition, there's no Kefil, no Dalvei. Gezela is a different parasha. There's Geneva and there's Gezela. Geneva is when I sneak into your house. Gezela is when I take something away from you in broad daylight. They're two different sugyas. So Rabbi Shimon is a Geneva Dikadit. Rabbi Shimon is a Dal Behe Dikadit. It's a Kefal Dikadit. It's a Gurum Besa Ish Dikadit. It's a Chiddush, but it's within Pasha's Geneva. Rabbi Shimon is Mechadish that is Dal Behe and Kefal of Geneva based on the Vagar Mammon. Rabbi Meir in the ninth parak of Bava Kama is talking about Hochas Gezelas, Hochas Mazik, Karen. There's nothing more than Karen. You're not going to pay a penny more than the value of the item itself, whatever that value is, whether the debt is considered to be the value or not, but you're not going to pay Kefal Dal Behe. That's what you're talking about. So come a group of Rishonim and say, if we're looking for a case of Teveach Shohan Nisko, Ganav Mehashomer, we're trying to make Yechayav Dal V'hei, it would make much more sense to look towards Rabbi Shimon than to build on Rabbi Meir himself. So that answers a little bit textually why we're going into the realm of Rabbi Shimon and staying clear of Rabbi Meir. But you have to add more to this teretz. What do you have to add more to this teretz? Just because you subscribe to Rabbi Meir's sheet of Dar and Din and Degarmi, one could argue, Din and Degarmi can only make you chayav what? Keren? Based on Hilchos Din and Degarmi, you cannot be chayav kefil malbehen. Not only is there no source, not only is there no text for it, but conceptually, there is no chiyuv. Din and Degarmi is not a mechayev in Kefil Dalvehe. Dover Gom, the moment is a mechayev with Kefil Dalvehe. Din and Degarmi is not necessarily a mechayev. Now, at the end of the day, Rabbi Meir happens to hold Rabbi Shimon, which is great for us. And Rabbi Meir holds both Din and Degarmi and Dover Gom, the moment. So everything is hunky dory, everything's great. I'm a Kami Yom B'Shalom. But just based on Hilchos Din and Degarmi, I wouldn't know to apply a chiyuv Kefil Dalvehe. This is different than the first Teretz in Taisa. The first Teretz in Taisa was saying, in the hierarchy of chiyuvim, so it could be Din and Degarmi is chayev and Dover Gom and Mamre is potter, or maybe vice versa. Tosfos is playing back and forth, which is chayev, which is potter. Here, Tosfos is conceding, and the other Rishonim are conceding, no, Dover Gom and Mamre is different than Din and Degarmi. Din and Degarmi only results in keren. Dover Gom and Mamre, if you subscribe to it, results in kefil and dalvehe, and therefore the Gemara had to go the extra mile and say, Rabbi Meir Sovel Kribi Shimon. It wouldn't have sufficed to say Rabbi Meir Sovelok Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir's shita about Din Degarmi never got past Karen, only got the Karen, no more than Karen. So let's assume for now that this teretz is correct. A very, very different teretz than the first approach of Texas. That Din Degarmi can only be Mechayev Karen, whereas Dover Gom and Mamre can even be Mechayev Kefel B'Dalvehe. Can anyone explain to me conceptually why that's so? It sounds like somewhat of an arbitrary distinction. So it's Mamshach. Either I consider this to be like Mammon, or I don't consider it to be like Mammon. I consider it like Mammon. So if I did it to an ox, so I should be Chayav Kefil Dalvehe. If I don't consider it to Mammon, if I do it to a shtar, I should be Potter. So Tais is walking a tightrope here. Tais is suggesting Tais of the Yesh Mefarshim. Tais says three lines around the Yesh Mefarshim to Shum Hachi Ka Amas Filik Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon come and ever go to Mammon, have Mammon in Shishum Dalvehe. The Hachi Tanu Rabbi Meruba, the Rabbi Meir lo lechazina lechayv din degarmi ala Karen, lechayv sham la yada dal vehei lechazina. We never heard of such a thing. Not just we never heard of it. It may not be true. So why conceptually should that be so? What do we know about the difference of the bechayev for Karen versus the chiyuv of dal vehei? Kefil dal vehei is one parsha. Karen is another parsha. What is it that maybe din degarmi walks the tightrope? Din degarmi is enough to be mechayv Karen, but falls short to be chayv dal vehei. Do you have any idea? How would we begin to define that difference? How would we be marked that difference? That Din Degarmi is enough to be Chayav Keren, therefore Rabbi Meir holds Keren, but you want to make Kefil Dalvehe, you got to go into the world of Rabbi Shimon. So different Rishonim formulate a little bit differently. I put in the Mamre Kemis, the Ramban, the Roz, what did I put in the Mamre Kemis? I put the Ron? Let's see what I put on. Haba Efshar, says the Rabban, 5 months in the bottom. The Dovra Gerb the Mammon, Lav Kimbaman Dami, Lishlumi Alei Tashlumi Kefa for Tashlumi Dalbehe. El de Karna Mishalem, Mishum de Mafsid Hei, Lei. Ulohochi Itztrich Lameim of Esoda Kubishib, the Mammon Gomer Mashville, Lishlumi Alei Tashlumi Dalbehe Kadisa Bavakama. What did the Rabban say? That's what the Rabban says? What? What did he say? El de karne mishalem mishum de mafsid lay. Unlike Rabbi Shimon, the chamom and gomer mashvi lay. What did the Ramban just say in those two terms? Ramban is comparing and contrasting the chiv of sor shorosha chaveyodin de gami, which results in keren, unlike the chamom, which results in kefil dalvehe, and therefore we had to jump to the kefil dalvehe model. There were two words that the Ramban used, I think, to highlight the comparing and the contrasting. One was mafsid, and one was mammon. I think what the Ramban is saying is as follows. When I'm so rev shtarei sef shal chaveiroi, I burned this piece of paper that says Reuben O'Shimon is reserved. Reuben O'Shimon, $100. I ask you, Rabbi Say, is there a din moment of $100 in this piece of paper? Is this a shame moment? Is this called Momen Re'ehu? $100 worth of Momen Re'ehu here? What's the answer? Can we have to take economics? This is Momen. It says Reuben O'Shimon, $100. What's from Momen? This is Momen. My shirt is Momon. My car is Momon. My house is Momon. This is Momon. This is not your Momon. In order to be chayav kefil and dal v'hei, you have to be geinev mamoine shel chaveira. It's got to be Momon. Haraya, it's got to be Momon re'eh. It can't be Momon hektish. It can't be Momon akhm. It's got to be Momon re'eh. That's a din. That's a prerequisite for the chayav dal v'hei, chayav kefil. It has to be geinev mamoine shel chaveira. There is no $100 din moment in this piece of paper. There's a 3 cent moment. That's what you get because you're in Staples for the piece of paper. That's all the din moment there is. But Rabbi Say, even though there's no din moment of $100, by burning this piece of paper, what did I do to you? I was mafsed you a gewaldic amount of money. I was mafsed you moment. Shh, I didn't say that word. I was mafsed you, finished. Even though the hefsed was accomplished not through a destruction of your moment, 99.9% of the time, a hefsed moment is accomplished through a hefsed. A hefsed is accomplished through a hefsed of moment. When I break your window, I caused you a hefsed because I was mafsed your moment. When I smash up your car, I caused you a hefsed because I was mafsed your moment. Every once in a while, I could cause you a hefsed without being mafsed your moment. You know what we call that? Causing a hefsed without being mafsed your moment is called dina dawa. That's exactly what Din of the Gemara means. I caused you an absolute $100 loss without being mafsed more than 3 cents of your moment. That's exactly what Din of the Gemara is. What's the mecha? How much do you have to pay for a hefsed moment? How much do you have to pay for a hefsed moment? What's the din? You have to be mashed in that hefsed. How much does that translate to in terms of dollars and cents? What do we call that in English? In Hebrew? What do we call that? That's called a keren. Can we begin to discuss the Alav? Hey, there's nothing to talk about. There was no Geneva Spam. That's exactly what the Ramban is saying. Says the Ramban, just because Rabbi Meir says you have to pick Karen, that's not going to help us in Subhas Daflam Adalad. That's Yishkoi, you have to pick Karen. Azma, you have to pick Karen. You have to pick Karen because you were mafsid, but you don't have to pay, but not Al Tzehefsid Momon. In order to be chayav dalvei, in order to suffice for our sugyan lamadalam and alfik subis, it's not enough to create a hefsid, we have to create a din momon. There's only one lone Tana out there who we know is willing to call something a din momon, even though it's very, very shaky kind of a momon. Who is that? Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon took Dovra, gave him a momon, and said, "Das is a din momon, Haraya." What state in Rabbi Shimon? You chayav dalvei, you chayav kefel. Those are din momon. Those are dinim that mezeh, those emanate from a din momon. Therefore, the Gemara had to go down the route of Rabbi Shimon. It didn't suffice itself as Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir was a din hefsid, Rabbi Shimon's a din momon. So state in Rabban. The Ra'oh, Talmud from Ramban, quotes it a little bit different from his Rebbe. Not, I don't know if he's quoting the name of the Ramban, he's quoting on his own. A little bit of a different twist. Ends up at the same place, but different, a little bit nuance. Says the Ra'oh, I'll give you a marshal. What if I steal your Evet Kanani? Do I have to pay kefil for Evet Kanani? What's the din? What's the halacha? Do I have to pay kefil for Evet Kanani? What's Misha saying? You don't have to pay kefil. Ah, it's your mamon. What's the answer? In order to be chayav kefil, it's not enough to have a din mamon. It has to be mamon plus. There are certain added characteristics that this mamon has to have in order to be chayav kefil. What are some of those added characteristics? It has to be dover hametaltel. It has to be movable. Karka is not movable, therefore there's no chiyuv kefil if I steal your karka. Avadim hukshel karkos, so even though an eved is technically movable, but api halach is considered to be like karka, it's considered to be like stationary, and therefore there is no chiyuv kefil. How do you know this? We've each state in the Torah, there's such a din, there's no kefil on karkos and avadim. Sukkim in Chumash. The Gemara learns out from Sukkim. Gitin and Shireel, Kesef al Kalim Lishmar. It's got to be Dubi the Kesef al Kalim, Yimatagon. The whole kind of halacha. It's got to be a Dover Metalfil. And then there's a second condition that's necessary in order for Kefil to kick in. Not only does it have to be Dover Metalfil, that's the second condition. Anyone you know? It's got to be something that's called davar metaltel v'gufo mamon. It has to be something that is intrinsically worth its weight in its own thing. This table is a gufo mamon. This jacket is gufo mamon. If you have an IOU that says that Reuven owes Shimon $100, and somebody steals that IOU, and they're caught, do they have to pay kefil? What does the Mishnah say? There's no kefil. You know why? That's not called mamon. It's my mamon. Shtar is 100% called my mamon, but it's called davar she'ein gufo mamon. It's not considered to be intrinsically worth any value, and therefore kefil is not. Because in order to be chayv kefil, there's a second category of halacha. It has to be a davar metalto v'gufo mamon derived from sukkim. Those dinim don't apply to what? Doesn't apply to gezela. Doesn't apply to mazik. If I'm mazik, your property. If it's your moment, I have to pay you. And Rod Bichayev Kefal, and by extension, obviously, Dalve is even more limited because it's only for Shor and Aseh. So Gezel applies to everything. Genev applies, Dovra, Hamatal Bukuf and Mammon. Dalve only applies to Shor and Aseh. Chavaz Aron says, when I'm so Rev Shtarosev Shalchaverai, we can call it your Mammon. We're not just calling it a Hefsid. It's called your Mammon, but it's not a Gufa Mammon. So in Hilchos Keren, you're going to be chayav, like Gazan, Mazik can be chayav, and Hilchos Kefal Dalve, hey, Kefal for sure you're going to be potter. And therefore, it wouldn't suffice us to say Rabbi Meir Sovala to Rabbi Meir, because just because Rabbi Meir says Dinu Degami is chayav, Asar Shos Chaver is chayav, Rabbi Meir wasn't even talking about Kefal. It wasn't even on the radar screen to discuss Kefal, because for sure there's no Kefal in Sovash to Rosh Chaver, not even in the ballpark, because it's not called Davar Shekufa Mama. So, similar to the Ramban, who's trying to draw a distinction between the sugyas of Rabbi Shimon and the sugyas of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is in the Keren world, Rabbi Shimon is in the Kefal Dalde Hay world. So, whereas the Ramban was emphasizing the fact that to be in the Keren world, all you need is a hefset. To be in the Kefal world, you need a higher level, not just hefset, you Din Mamun. They're all saying, no, it could be have a Din Mamun in both cases. Shtar is called a Din Mamun, but it's not a Gufa Mamun. So whether you like the Ramban's twist, you like the Ra'os twist, they're both trying to accomplish the same goal, to try to highlight the fact that Dina Degarmi and Dergul Mamun, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, talk about two different worlds, and therefore the Gemara felt the necessity to jump to the Rabbi Shimon model, didn't suffice it with the Rabbi Meir himself. So in all the dust settles, Rabbi Shai, we have a few Mahalchim in the Rishonim to explain why did the Gemara feel this great need, this great necessity to say that the Rabbi Meir Sovlach Rabbi Shimon, and what was wrong with Rabbi Meir Sovlach Rabbi Meir? So the answer is, either like Taisa said, because one is not necessarily a Kavachom, and the other it's not a Kavachom, or like the Ramban, they're all saying, like Taisa suggested, the second Taras, the Esh Mefarshim, that Rabbi Meir's world of Dina Degami was not relevant to Rasugya, because Rabbi Meir never had any input. He never discussed the issues of Kefal Dalvehei, because Kefal Dalvehei would fall short in those sugyas because it's not a Din Mamon altogether, or at least it's not considered to be a Davar Shekufa Mamon. I'm not sure there's enough. I'm not sure. Well, we know for a fact there is no Kefal in Neve. That's Mishnah.
The fact is there's no
careful in Evan. So what you do with that piece of information, how Luya Tsu you were Mazik and Evan Hide Garmi, what would it then be? That's
according to the Ramban, shouldn't there be careful? Because he just says that he needs to have Gufa Mamun, whereas the Rao says you need Gufa Mamun and Metalphaline. So I mean I would think that
No. Everybody agrees at the end of the day for careful you need Davashir Metalph of Gufa Mamun. That's for sure. What the Ramban was highlighting the fact that Dina Degarmi falls short, it's not even called Mamun altogether. They're all saying it's called Mamun, but it's not called Davar Shegufa Mamun. The Ramban made up this new category called Hefsid. There's Hefsid, there's Mamun, and then there's Gufa Mamun. So the Ramban made up that new thing called Hefsid without being called the Din Mamun. Okay?
Because
we know Rabbi Shimon said his statement even to Mechayev Dal Vehei. He said even
to
Mechayev.
Why are we assuming he would say it also by saying why they're not comparable cases?
No, so the Ramban wasn't being Mesiaches to the Gufa Mamun. The Ramban is wants to say the reason why we're jumping from Rabbi Shimon to our Sugya because both of them are in the parish of Kefal Dal Vehei. So it makes more sense. Rabbi Meir couldn't have been Mesiachis to Kefa, because Rabbi Meir's world there was never Hefsid Mamon. There was only Hefsid without a Din Mamon.
He's not bothered by the fact that Rabbi Shimon's a case that, meaning I know he doesn't bring up the Gufa Mamon thing, but still like
Rabbi Shimon's case is Gufa Mamon.
Right, exactly, but it is Gufa. Not. So maybe right. if Rabbi Meir was dealing with a case of
Right, so that's what the Gemara had to say, that Rabbi Meir held himself like Rabbi Shimon. It wasn't enough just to hide. The whole question was, why do you have to go run through Rabbi Shimon? Why don't you say Rabbi Meir held like Rabbi Meir? The answer is because Rabbi Meir's statement doesn't help us.
And throughout this whole thing, we're assuming the paper is worthless because...
Yeah, of course it was. What a penny. It's not worth one. So Rabbi say, these are the less popular teruts into this kasha. The most popular, famous teruts to this kasha is the teruts that's quoted at the very end of Tesis, on the bottom of Lamed Aleph. V'yoyde miritzva, 2 lines on the bottom. The mishum dina de garmi lo mechayev elamed rabbanon tilmuch b'sefer tenes. Says the ritzva. I'll tell the emes reasons of the ritzva why the gemara refused to say Rav Meir sold like Rav Meir, because that would be mixing and matching the araisas and the rabbanons. We want a chi of the araisa here. We're looking for a chi of gom and the araisa. We're talking about dal v'hei. We're talking about a real makoy. We're talking about the real thing, a the araisa chi of dal v'hei. The last one you want to bring is a raya to a deraisa chiyuv dal bei is Rabbi Meir from Dinat Gemara. You know why, Zev Taisus? Because everybody knows, says the Riva, that Rabbi Meir's entire sheet, the Sor Shor Shachaver is chayav, is only a chumah midirabanan. It's not a din midiraisa. Bechlal not a din deraisa. Rabbi Shimon's a din deraisa. Yeah, that's for sure. But Rabbi Meir's nishkin deraisa. That's the reason why the Gemara didn't want to say Rameh l'shitasa. That's not going to help us Rameh l'shitasa. But the Rabbanan to deraisa, that's an invalid jump. Ad kan devi hariva, the ritva. No? So the ritva said, I'm not going to say this without bringing a raya, says the ritva. I have a raya brura. What's my raya brura? Can you look up the sefer kainis? Anybody bother looking up the Gemara on sefer kainis? Everyone just had a munus of chav, just trusted the ritva, right? Nobody challenged the ritva. What was the ritva's raya? The Gemara is discussing a din midrabanan. We know that midaraisa, the concept of taking a shvua, is what we call kol nishboin v'lo mishalmin, right? Nishboin v'niftarim. If I say to you, you owe me $100, and you say you only owe me $50, what do we call that? Who was with us above Mitzvah? We call that a mitzvah mitzvah. You take a shvua and you're potter for paying the rest. Or if I say you washed my animal, what happened to it? You say it was stolen, you take a shvua and you're potter. I say you owe me $100, you deny it, I bring an edech and it says yechayev, you take a shvua. The three shvuas deraisas are all shvuas haniftarim. But the Rabban and the Chacham added on in a half a dozen other cases what's called Shvus HaNotlin. So there's a whole group of Shvus HaNotlin out there called Shvus Nigzel, Nechbal. That's under very, very limited circumstances. Mishnayos, Sugyos, and the other Masechta Shvus. Sometimes a guy can walk to the Beis Din and say, that guy stole from me. And Beis Din has no idea. They know. The Beis Din will let you as the Nigzel take a Shvua to actually get your money, which is bizarre because Chamos V'Chalev Araya. Crazy, what kind of din is that? So the Gemara fills in the details that it looks pretty clear that that's exactly what happened. The Gemara tells you the gory details. And we saw the guy walking around, you know, looking at the house in the middle of the night, and you know, all of a sudden the guy's stuff is missing, and this guy somehow seems to have gotten a lot of extra money in his bank. A lot of fishy stuff here that makes it look pretty clear that the Nigzel's telling the truth. Or the Mishnah speaks about Shvuas HaNechbal. I come to you and I say, you broke my arm. You say, well, you're crazy, you didn't break your arm. So what's the Dimmi Deraisa? But if it really, really looks clear to us that he probably did break his arm, and we saw them go into the room together, now the guy's arm is broken away, that's unlikely anyone else, he couldn't have broken it. The whole picture looks very funny, but we don't have the Adam, there's no smoking gun. So then Midrabanan, they threw in a Shvua, for Shvuas HaNigzal, Nechbal, a whole bunch of Shvuas like this. So it was a shaila. Did they institute this shvua in the case of a moser? We spoke about moser earlier on. Remember, Rashba, Rasha Meach, right? A guy hands over somebody else's property to the goyim. You know, in the olden days, where if I tell the goyim, hey, go collect that guy's stuff, the goyim are going to come and steal the whole stuff to maybe kill him also. So a moser is pretty, pretty miserable kind of a guy. The guy's moser mamachavero. Tachas says, you have to pay or not. What's the deal? Most of them are Havero. I tell the guy, see that Jew's car over there, go take it. Do I have to pay? You know what the Gemara calls that? Dina Dawa? Dina Dawa? Dina de Garmi. So we pasuk, haven't pasuk Rav Meir in this one. Gemara's pasuk beferish. We're done. Dina de Garmi. So we pasuk. He has to pay. And who remembers? Who? Who remembers? Rashba or Samech? No. Why does he have to pay? Why don't you say what? Remember that? Yeah. I think we spoke about this once or twice. Okay, good. Really, less than us. So it was the discussion, did they make the same shvua to give the nimsar, the guy whose stuff was taken away, to give him the same benefit of the doubt, the same way they gave the nechbon, the gazlon, and the nigzol? It's like about pilpul, back and forth and back and forth, whether it's the same or not. So you know what Taisa's raya? Taisa says, if you're going to tell me that Moshe Mamachaver is a Mamash Mazik deraisa, if you hold that Dina de Garmi is Mamash Adun deraisa, so why is it any less of a damager than a Chayvel, than a Gazlan? Just as we make a Takonim in the Rabbanon to enable the Nechbal to swear and the Digzal to make the Nimsa swear as well. So for the fact that the Gemara is even presenting the possibility that it's not quite on par with the others, it's a Charaya Brusha and Lachubatonim in the Rabbanon. That's the Ritva's primary Raya. The Rabbi said, who's the Baal Plukta of the Ritzva? Who's the primary fundamental Baal Plukta of the Ritzva, besides the first 2 days in Taisus? The Ramban. Because the Ramban, in that piece, says, it's not true. Says the same piece in Asugya. Says the Ramban, it's not true. Garmi is a din diaraisa. And the Ramban felt so compelled to tell everybody that Garmi is a din diaraisa, he wrote a whole book about it. What do you call it? Kuntras Dina de Garmi. The entire book is all about, well, it's not such a big book, it's Kuntras, but a whole pamphlet just to try to convince you that the Ritzvah is not correct, that Garmi is a real din deraisa. It's mamish, adam amazik. It's mazik mamish. Adam amazik mamish, min deraisa. Anyone know what the primary raya of the Ramban was? Of its very name. What was the name? What did Chazal call it? Dina de Garmi. That's the phrase Chazal used in Bava Kamma. If the Ritzvah is right, it shouldn't be called Dina de Garmi. It should be called what? Knossa, Takona de Garmi, Knossa de Garmi. Dina sounds like it has teeth to it, it's like a din. According to Ritvas, it's a knas, a penalty with the Rabbanan. They made it up with the Rabbanan to penalize the guy for burning up someone else's shtaras. It's the wrong name. That's the Ramban's primary raya. So the Shach in Chayshim Mishpat quotes this machlokes between the Ritva and the Ramban. And the Shach writes that the Ramban wrote an unbelievable kuntras, gevaldik, pages and pages and pages to prove that Dina de Garmi is deraisa and explain away 50 sugyas in Shas to explain how everything is deraisa. And the Shach says, I would love to comment on the entire kuntras, but I'm not going to. You know why? Because I think the fundamental premise of the kuntras is incorrect. I think that the Ritzva is correct, that the whole thing is a knas, it's not a dina. The fact Chazal called it a dina, big deal. That's just words, who cares? You don't ever go to riot from textual riots. Says the Ramban, says the Shach, the whole Ramban is not correct. The Ritzvah is 100% right. It's a knas, the economy of the Rabbanan. And therefore, I'm not going to bother counting all the details of the kuntras, because the whole kuntras is fundamentally flawed. I used the word flawed, but that's basically what he says. So Rabbi said, the Ramban was the Baplukta of the Ritzvah. So the Ramban didn't realize that the Gemara says, Befeirish? That's what the Ritzvah just said. Kidemuchach, Pesefakan, it's very, very strong. Moshe Kidemuchach. I'm always very nervous when I use the word kidemucha. I always like to write the words kidemashma. Because, you know, my rayas aren't such good rayas. Or even in my notes, I always just write kidemashma. Unless I'm really convinced that I'm right. But Taisus wrote kidemuchach, they meant it. Muchach? It's so muchach. Who thinks it's muchach? Who thinks it's well right? Muchach from that sugi that they did the kamiz the rabbanan. So the Taisus says, well, it's not muchach from anywhere. Even if the Ramban is right, that it's a deraisa, it's still conceptually not quite like breaking a guy's arm. It's not quite like stealing somebody's property. I mean, it was a hezek ayadei what? Ayadei dibur. It wasn't a hezek biyadei mamish. So therefore, within the din derabbanan of shvuas ha-nechbal, shvuas ha-nigzal, shvuas ha-nimsar, so Chazal were willing to entertain the possibility that maybe we shouldn't make the takona. Maybe the takana was only made for the real bad gazlonim, real evil, mean guys. For the real guys who are breaking people's arms, people who are stealing people's stuff in broad daylight. Not for the moise, mam and chaver. It's not as bad. It's the raisa. It's dina de garmi, the Ramban's right, but not as bad. So, kidemuchach just went down to a kidemashma, or as the Ketzai says, kidemashma nothing. Not mashma anything. So, do we have any other rayas? Any other rayas? No other rayas. Did I put any other makaris? No, that was it. That was the last makor. I put a taisis. Which taisis? What? Which Taisus? Taisus of Bavakama, Daf Nun Daled. Did I put that Taisus on? So the context of Taisus is as follows. We all know there's a din of bor that we've talked about that once or twice, right? Bor b'shram. Baal haboy shalem, okay? So how did the damage, what exactly got damaged in this bor? Who's going to help me? No. Yiftach ish bor. Oh. Yichra ish bor v'leichasenu. No? We skipped something. V'nafal shama shor o chamor. So the Torah goes into gory details what fell into this pit. What do you think it would be possible to say? V'nafal shama momen chaveiro. V'nafal shama ayin shama. V'nafal shama shor o chamor. Why does Torah have to single out the poor ox that fell in, the poor donkey that fell in? It's not partly, but it's an ox and donkey. At the end of the day, whenever the Torah says donkey is an ox, it means all animals anyway. So with that, we already know. Mishnah, the end of the fifth book of Bava Kama. We know shor o chamor lav dafka. If your dog fell in, you're also chayav. The guy's also chayav. If your elephant fell in, you're also chayav. So what does the Torah single out? What's the significance? There must be some drasha. What's the drasha? Who knows? Famous drasha. Come on, Bava Kama days. Come on, let's go. Shor, I guess it's time for the Bava Kama again in the yeshiva, no? Shor v'lo adam, chamor v'lo kelim, right? Shor v'lo adam teaches me that you're not chayev for an adam who gets killed in a boar. I said that very carefully, third parak of Bava Kama. And if a kelim falls into a boar, you're also not chayev. Chamor v'lo kelim. It just happens to be that the Tana Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that drasha. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev al kelim b'bor. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have his opinion. He's a Tana. Rabbi Yehuda says there is no such drasha. Chamor v'lo kelim, that drasha doesn't exist. Never was such a drasha. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, chamor d'bor lamali. So why does it say chamor? According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's something missing. There's some unnecessary, some superfluous word in the Chumash. What's the drasha coming to the mind? So the Gemara ends off very uncharacteristically as what? Chamor l'Rabbi Yehuda. Is what? It's Kasha. The Gemara says, "Bava Kama, we don't know what the answer is. Nobody knows the answer to that question." The Gemara is blight by a tzarchim. Chamor debor, beheira. Rabbi Yehuda, come back. Chisamaisi, we'll ask Rabbi Yehuda, what was the meaning of the pasuk chamor according to you? When you read Parshat Mishpatim, when you got to that pasuk, you had a darshan. What did you darshan? We have no idea. There's no record of Rabbi Yehuda's drasha. Nobody knows what Rabbi Yehuda meant to include. So tzarchim. Kum Taisus, and says, I got a great drasha. The Gemara couldn't figure this one out. I figured it out, says Taisus. Hiksha, did I put this on the Mamre Karmas, says Taisus? Hiksha ben Amayshim Puntaija. I can't tell you where that is. The Ema de Chamar Aslam Yutesh Lemait Shtar. It's obvious what the word chamor meant. Chamor means, I dig a hole, a really, really deep manhole, in the old street. A guy walks by, and his document that says somebody owes him $1 million falls into the manhole. It gets destroyed, I can't find it, it gets ruined. The guy's screaming, shrying, chavakayim, he just cost me $1 million worth of a hefsid mamon. And Rabbi Yehuda should respond, I'm so sorry to hear that. Chamor v'lo shtaros. I told it like a Tana. He says, let's make up a drasha. The Gemara said, Chamor, the Rabbi Yehuda's Kasha. The Gemara couldn't find an answer. So, the Meshmi Puntaija got a good answer. Why did the Gemara say it's such an obvious drasha? I mean, we know there are so many psukim scattered throughout Shas, the Ma'at Shtaris. You have Gemara's in Beva Kama, Gemara's in Shavuos, the Gemara's in Bamatir. That's a very standard drasha, the Ma'at Shtaris. So, why did the Gemara say the Ma'at Shtaris here? So, you won't believe it. You know what the Re said? The Re responded to Ramesh Puntaija. The Emiri, the Lamandalo Doin Dina de Garmi, a few the Watsmut Potter. Well, the Mandalo Doin Dina de Garmi, Namal Machaiva Lamidirabonon. Says the Re, there's no way in the world that there would have been a Dinder Isa of Chamor, Paskin Chumash, that would have been Mait Shtaris from Hezgar Bor. You know why? Because if your whole Dina de Garmi doesn't exist, even if I would burn the shtar myself, I'd be part. Forget if it fell into my pit. If I would take your paper and burn it in fire deliberately, I'd be potter. And Zav Taisus, Zav Tari, even if you hold, don't do it to Gamli, like we possibly have a mayor, everybody knows it's only a Derabanan anyway. So therefore, in the perfect world, in the world of Derais, Tikhesh, and Mishpat, and Pashas, Mishpatim, there's no way in the world the Torah could have such a drasha. Chamor v'lo shtaros. We would laugh at such a drasha, because we chamor v'lo shtaros. I need a pasuk to tell me that if a mazik ishtaros derech my bor and potter, if a mazik ishtaros to be yadayim, if I rip his ishtaros to smithereens, if I burn them to ashes, I'm potter. So kavachem, they fall to my bor and potter. So that cannot be the drasha. That was the re-solution. So the re, in his answer to Rabbi Shimon ben Taisha's dilemma, stuck, tucked away in Bava Kama Daf Nun Daled, the re was following who? Like who? Like the Ritzva. He may have been the Ritzva. But whoever he was, whoever the Ritzva was, he was following, he was following this sheet in Taisvus, that Dina de Gami is the Rabbanan. Since Dina de Gami, even according to Rabbi Meir, even according to the Mechayvim, even according to Paschal Lach, it's not the Rabbanan, that's the reason why it didn't make the Drasha in Pashas Mishpatim. And then the Ri says, and by the way, how do I know that I'm right? Nachum will the same piece, to the Muchach, get the Muchach, Percha Kainas, the Mavaylei, Yasa Tachanas Nigzah, B'masra, Alav, Yudin de Gami, the Reis, Alam, Yasa Tachanas Nigzah, B'masra, B'nigzah. Same pizmin is over here. So whereas Taisus by us suffice with one raya from Asa Tekanas Nigzol in the sixth parak of Bava Kama, the Re felt compelled to add on another raya. The only way to deflect the kasha of the Ramesh from Taisha was to invoke that answer that's on the Midrabon. I can't agree with Taisus. Okay, no. Who's got to respond to this one? Who must respond to this? Rabban has got to respond. The Ramban has to answer Rav Moshe ben Taisha's kasha. Right? Otherwise, it was a good rasha. Why did Gemara throw its hands up in total defeat? Gemara throws up a white flag and says, we don't know the answer, we give up. We give up. Shouldn't have given up so fast. It's a good rasha. Chamor v'lo shtaros. I like that rasha. What's wrong with that rasha, according to the Ramban? If Dina de Gemara is their Isa, what's wrong with that rasha? No. We got to figure this out. You gotta really, really think a lot for this one. So he thought a lot about this topic. He could see he was very bothered with this kasha. So he went back to the drawing board, back to the blackboard. What were the characteristics of Dina de Gami? There were two characteristics, one pro and one against. What were the two things that really defined the essence of Dina de Gami? Unlike Davragon the Mammon. What were the characteristics? One is that any karma, that was the downside of it. But Dina de Gami had something going for it, something really, really good going for it, that even David Gondor didn't have going for it. What was that? Remember how Taisus, the Gemara doesn't exist? Right? Taisus' other tzad, the other carrot. What was the other carrot? What did Dina de Gami have above and beyond David Gondor? It's Roy Lahu? Roy Lachola Oilam. That's what makes Dina de Gami tick. The fact that it's Roy L'chol Olam. And not just that I was mafsid you personally, Mammon, but this Mammon could have potentially resulted in somebody else's mafsid Mammon also. That's a critical component in defining the very essence of Dina de Gami. For the last hour, as I say, we've been defining Dina de Gami. We've been giving the example. What's been our primary example of Dina de Gami? We've been just following the Gemara. What's the prototype of Dina de Gami as well? And everybody knows Shov Shirosh Chaver has all the characteristics, the pros and cons of Dina de Gami. It's Eini Kara Mammon, because it's only worth 3 cents in staples. It's Roy L'chol Olam. What makes it Roy L'chol Olam? I could sell it to anybody, right? I could sell my shtar to anybody. And anybody else could walk away with that same amount of money as I had. So that's what makes it Roy L'chol Olam. It's the ability, the shtar is Nitan L'mechira. That's what creates the category of Roy L'chol Olam. No. Comes the Ktzos and says, Yadua u'meforsam, there's a major machlekes of Rishonim, whether the very institution of Mechira Shtaros, which exists in the Gemara, Sugyas in Bavas about Mechira Shtaros, Sugyas in Kedushin about Mechira Shtaros, is that very essence of Mechira Shtaros something that's binding in HaTorah, or only binding in the Rabbanim? According to half the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rif and the Rambam included, there is no such animal, no such entity called Mechir Shtaros Minderais. He can't sell a shtar, there's nothing to sell. He's selling what? What are you selling? The paper? Or the paper? We're not talking about the 3 cents of the paper. You can't sell a Chayv Minderais. There's no Kenyan. It's not Nitfas. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. There's no such entity called Mechir Shtaros Minderais. According to half the Rishonim. And the other half the Rishonim disagree. You have to show how there is such a thing called the Chiyush Taras even midiraisa. If you hold that the whole institution of Chiyush Taras is only midirabanan, then I've been telling you for the last hour the ultimate case of Dina Degarmi is Shtaras. It's not true. Midiraisa, it's not true. It's a poor example of Dina Degarmi. On a love of deraisa, maybe on a love of the rabbanon is, but on a love of deraisa, it's not. Dina deGarmi is chayav in deraisa, but not sorev shtarosh chaveira. Because sorev shtarosh chaveira hezek of a shtar, by definition, doesn't even meet the mark of dina deGarmi on a love of deraisa. So why does the Gemara always call it dina deGarmi? Because mid rabbanon it does. Once Chazal was masakin mechir shtaros according to those rishonim, then it's takaroy lechala olam. But in the world of Moshe Rabbeinu, if I would ask Moshe Rabbeinu, should I have a star in front of me, and somebody just burnt my star, would Moshe Rabbeinu call that Dina Degarmi to be Chayav Deraisa? What's the answer? Zaptik Tzais? If you hold Mechir Shtar, says Derabanan, the answer is no. Zaptik Tzais, it's Nir Lalayim, and that's the Shita Seremban. All the Rishayim will hold that Raya for a Moshe Rabbeinu is Bechlal Arvan. That old Tzais is not true. That Tzais was assuming, like Tzais holds in all places in Shas. The Balei Tzais were the ones who believed Mechir Shtar, says Deraisa. The Rif and the Ram and Prad Ramban held the Tzadim Midirabanan. If it's Tzadim Midirabanan, if Mechir Shtar says Dirabanan, then Tzadim Shtar Shachaver is Dirabanan. Not because Garmi is not there. Not because Garmi is Dirabanan. Garmi is Diraisa, but not Peshtaras.
In the classic case of the Mar Mokama
Chazan, that Ramban agrees with this. That's only the Mechir Dirabanan. Oh, so comes the Tzadim and says, once Chazal of Mesakeh, that there's a thing called Mechir Shtaras, now Atacha is called Shtar Nita no Mechira. Now it's Roy L'chol Olam. Now you have what's Mazik Deraisa. But if you would have asked Moshe Rabbeinu, what would the answer have been?
No.
But you asked, no, it's totally true. Once you say that it's Roy, now it has Shavius. Shavius is defined by Lamaisa. If Lamaisa you could sell it, if Midrabon you could sell it, so then it is called Shavius at a level of Deraisa. But in the olden days, back to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, so if you would have asked Moshe Rabbeinu's base in Sosho Shechaveru, the answer would have been Potter, even according to the Ramban. Therefore, Zoch Tiktois, you want a Poskim, Chumash, and Pashas, Mishpatim to be addressing something that doesn't exist? You want to make a new drash, Chamor Velo Shtaras? Says, no, it can't be such a drasha. Even according to the Ramban, it can't be such a drasha, because Mechir Shtaras is not a Midrabbanan. What the Tiktois just did, this is Tiktois, like you got to have, like, genius and a lot of guts. What he just did is he took two sugyas that if you stop most people in the street and ask them, is there any correlation living and dead between the sugyas of Dina Degarmi and Mocher Shtaros and Shechavero? They would have looked like you're crazy. Except for the fact that the word shtar is in both, they would have thought there's no connection at all. No, says the Tzitzis. There's a very real connection, because if you want to plug in a Dina Degarmi deraisa into Shtaros Shechavero, that's presupposing that it's Roy L'chol Olam, which is presupposing that there's a Mechir Shtaros on the level of deraisa. That's the Tzitzis' contribution to the Ramban's shita, defense to the Ramban's shita. So Rabbi Sai, when all the dust settles, we have a few mahalchim in the Rishonim. Why Rabbi Meir didn't hold like Rabbi Meir in effect? Why are they going to have to go fishing Rabbi Meir Sovak Rabbi Shimon? Either like Taisus because they're Tzadol Kan Lakan, like the Ramban, that, but we only find that Garmi is Chayav al Tzhefset, but we don't know it's a Din Mammon. Like the Ra'ah is a Din Mammon, but maybe it's not a Din of Gufa Mammon. Well, according to the Ritzva, because the whole Garmi is on a Midrabanan. The Ramban didn't go down that route, says the favorites, like he says in the Garmi, that Garmi is really Deraisa. That Ramban now has to defend himself against the two Rais of Taisus, the two Gemara's Mavakam, about the Kanas, Shavuos, and Nigzal, and Echbal, from Moser, from the Nimsar, and the second Raya to deflect the question of Ramoshim Kuntasha. We have just a little drop to do tomorrow in terms of just the final touches of Dina Degarmi, in terms of where this fits in terms of the whole picture of why any of this matters, Lamaisa, this discussion whether Dina Degarmi is Deraisa, Derabanan, does any of this have any real applications? So literally just the beginning of this year tomorrow, and then hopefully Mitzvah, I want to start the next sugya, because I want to hopefully finish the next sugya by this week, so we can get it on the Bechina, and have a little time for some Purim Shurim also towards the end of the week, so we're going to try to move along. Okay.